There will be a great destruction in the monetary systems of the world. It will affect both the United States and Canada and all the great powers of the world. You will go to your stores to do shopping, carrying papers, which may as well be newspapers, for the value they will have to purchase even food will be nil. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolscheid.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, quote, "And as Jesus was going out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, 'Master, look, what wonderful stones and buildings.' And Jesus answered and said to him, 'Dost thou see all these great buildings? There will not be left one stone upon another that will not be thrown down.' And as he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign when all these things will begin to come to pass?' And in answer, Jesus began to say to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, "I am he," and they will lead many astray. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed, for they must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be earthquakes in various places, and famines. These things are the beginning of sorrows. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you up to the councils, and you will be beaten in the synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, for a witness to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. And when they lead you away to deliver you up, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to speak, but speak whatever is given to you in that hour. For it is not you who are speaking, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will hand over brother to death, and father his child. Children will rise up against parents and put them to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who has persevered to the end will be saved." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan of Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the very near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on November 1, 1985. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is pointing up now to the sky, and I see a large parchment of paper. I call it parchment because it doesn't look like the paper we use. It looks like something that has had like oil on it, and it's heavy, and the writing is very heavy. And I see numbered up to the number 5. I see number 1, it says Ronald Reagan. I see number 2, John Paul II. I see number 3, Veronica Lucan. My child, do not be affrighted. You must understand that nothing will come to you and harm you unless it is in the plan of the Father for the good of all mankind. Your heart is pounding, my child. I repeat again, do not be affrighted, but pray for your president and pray for your Holy Father, Pope John Paul II. My child, you have had much discord this week in your household because of the prayers to Satan of those on your island who belong to the Church of Satan. They know where you live, my child, and they pass many times in vehicles before your home. You asked me, my child, what can they do? They can do nothing, my child, while there is a crucifix upon your doors. I would suggest also, my child, that you go back to your previous habit and plan to keep a Saint Benedict medal on each windowsill of your home. A Saint Benedict medal, my child. Then you will not be tormented at night by their weird chantings that have kept you awake many nights. Yes, my child, there were 12 groups of Satan in your community. I say community because the island of Long Island, within a 60-mile radius, has 13 covens now. Yes, my child, they are the worst of the worst, for they sacrifice the innocent babies, and they also are using animals again. Many dead carcasses shall be found on the beaches and in the woods. I know that this knowledge makes you very ill, my child. That would also affect anyone with a heart, a human heart of goodness. For how can man be so cruel to his fellow man, to slay him, to give him over to Satan in rituals? Yes, my child, you have to know that they are very close. They walk at daylight through the streets as common citizens, unknown to others for what their true nature is. They are agents of hell. While we speak of agents of hell, my child, I also wish that you make it known that there are no vehicles coming from other planets, extraterrestrial vehicles. No, my child and my children, they are agents of hell in transport. Now you may ask, why must they be transported if they are spirits? Ah, my child, this you may not understand. These are not ordinary spirits. These are the demons from hell, Satan's cohorts, and Satan himself. He is also on one of the transports. There is a reason they must use the transports. I will not go into it at this time, for I am sure it would defog the mind of any scientist should I give this knowledge to them before they are ready for it. They must find out something for themselves, my child, before we will help them to the ending of this great sorrow upon earth. Anything that results in murder and death is sorrow upon earth, my child, just as the great wars that are prevailing. Look over, my child, to your left. Yes, that is true. You are looking at Africa now, my child. Another map. And what do you see, my child?
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Our Lady had Veronica put crucifixes on the outside of her doors to protect her home and Veronica from the Satanists. How can we protect our families and loved ones from fire, earthquake, theft, hurricane, and etc.? On June 30th, 1984, Jesus said, "Pray and wear your sacramentals, and also, my children, I ask you again to place a crucifix upon your door. Both front and back doors must have a crucifix. I say this to you because there will be carnage within your areas, and this will pass you by if you keep your crucifix upon your doors." Unquote. We have what we call a home protection packet, which contains four crucifixes, a small tube of superadhesive glue, instructions, and testimonies. This home protection packet is available for a donation of $5 plus $3 shipping and handling. Write today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, and American Express and call 616-698-6448. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building very soon. Also, please pray we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. One who eagerly thirsted for God was Charles Foucault, whose prodigal and shocking way of life provoked so much gossip in Paris that he was the butt of violent feelings and jokes among French soldiers. Born September 15, 1858, of fabulous wealth, at one time in his shady life, he stated, "I was so completely selfish, so completely vain, so completely irreligious, and utterly given over to wickedness, that I was only one step away from insanity. God seemed to him to be infinitely remote if he existed at all. He used to enter St. Augustine Church in Paris, repeating over and over, 'My God, if you exist, let me come to know you.' One day, as the priest elevated the consecrated host, he was overheard to say, 'My God, you are real.' In a single instant," he said, "my heart was touched and I believed. The Eucharist until his death dominated his whole life. To stir others to seek and find God dwelling in the tabernacle, that they too may be touched to the quick, share in his discovery, and come home to the Creator, that power which erring men call chance." He composed this prayer: "O Jesus, present in the Blessed Sacrament of our churches, you give us solace and refuge. You give us faith, hope, love, and hospitality. You find for us an inner retreat and ardent repose. Help us to seek you and find you in the tabernacle." These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.bayside.org. We have the prophecies, all of the prophecies of Our Lady of the Roses, actual recordings of the messages, testimonies, directives from heaven, miraculous pictures, the third secret of Fatima, and much, much more. Tell your family and friends about it and have them also visit www.bayside.org. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. We start at a point where Our Lady was showing Veronica a map of Africa.
"I see old flames, and I see many people who are hungry. I see babies with their stomachs all swelled up, and babies with their bones sticking out of their skins, and who think our Blessed Mother is crying. She's touching her lips now. 'My child, and to think how much food is being wasted in your country and the affluent countries of the world. One little morsel could keep a child from starving to death. If you think that this could not happen to your country, you are mistaken, my child. If you think this cannot happen, I must tell you now that there are still many who are hungry in your country this evening. You see, my child, man is always self-seeking and cannot see what lies ahead of him. You will understand and broadcast the message to the world that there will be a great destruction in the monetary systems of the world. It will affect both the United States and Canada and all the great powers of the world. And I repeat again, you will go to your stores to do your shopping, carrying papers, which may as well be newspapers, for the value they will have to purchase even food will be nil. How can a great country like the United States fall, you say, my child? You ask me in your heart. I read your heart. I will tell you why. Because they have given themselves over to Satan. When a country has lost its morality and seeks the pleasures of the flesh, giving over themselves over to all manner of abominations like homosexuality and condoning this up to the highest courts of the land, then that country shall fall. It is the will of the Father that all men be saved. But you must understand this, my child and my children. You have all been given a free will. I repeat, the road to heaven is narrow, and so few are finding it. The road to hell is wide, and thousands are falling into hell every day. The road to purgatory is also narrow, and there are many who have been there since the beginning of creation, because they have no one to pay for them. You must remember, my children, the souls in purgatory. I also tell you this, my children. On one Saturday of the month, I shall take out of purgatory many souls if you will save them. I see, my child, that gives you a great lifting to your heart, which has been bowed with sorrow from the beginning of this day. Yes, my child, there is a hell, there is a heaven, and there is a purgatory. Most lately, my child, have been going to purgatory and hell. It is not impossible to immediately go to heaven, my child, but it will be some time before the beatific vision can be met. It is reserved for the few. I want you, my children, to wear the brown scapular. You must wear the brown scapular. The time of times is approaching. The great chastisement is approaching. The hours upon earth should be counted in the few. These are truly, my children, your latter days. You cannot escape the oncoming fury. Now I want it known to you that the very ones who planned the extinction of Ronald Reagan and Pope John Paul II are sitting at this time at a table in Russia. They do not do their own murdering, my child. They have others do it for money.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on November 1st, 1985. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616 1-800-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine from Veronica Lucan's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, I have my first testimony is from Indiana. Dear friends of the Shrine, I am sending my testimony of how the rose petals and Jesus' blessing has helped me. I wrote to you last year, and you told me you would put my letter on the altar at Christmas services. I have the crosses on my doors, St. Benedict medal on my windows. I believe very much in the work of the Shrine. You see, in November last year, my doctor sent me for an MRI on my neck and spine and told me I had degenerative spine in my third to fifth vertebrae. After that, I wrote to you. In November, my doctor sent me back for another MRI. When he walked into the room where I was, he was all smiles and said, "Have you been praying?" And I said, "I've had a lot of people praying for me, including the Shrine workers, where my letter was placed on the altar for Jesus to bless me." My doctor said, "Well, there is no sign of degeneration. It is all gone." I was breathtaking and said, "Thank you, Jesus." All the way home, I kept saying, "Thank you, Jesus and Mary and the workers at Bayside." That's the end of that testimony. Now, I have a videotape one here, taken on the grounds. Hello, my name is Aaron Johnson, and to my left here is my wife, Barbara Johnson. We are here as a result of promise. But more than that, I'm here as a result of faith, as a result of love, as a result of belief, as a result of a cure. I suffered from emphysema for a number of years. In the last 6 months, I have been in the hospital twice, both times in intensive care. Both times they told me I was dying and wouldn't walk out of the hospital. In fact, they told me that on Christmas, it would be my last Christmas. When they told me that, I said, "Give me my clothes and take these gadgets off me, because if I'm going to die, I'm going to die at home." My wife had been corresponding with you people at Bayside here, and she gave me one of the blessed rose petals. She told me about it. Like a disgruntled husband, I took it and I said, "Okay." I kept it in my billfold to please her. In Christmas last year, we lived in San Diego. Due to my health circumstances, we had to move to a warmer climate. But my health deteriorated, continued to get worse. I was grasping I had to go to God and went to Jesus. I went to my Mother Mary, and I started on This Lady of the Roses. I said, "Maybe, just maybe, this will work." The doctor told me, "You don't have a chance," he says. "You're done for." He said, "The only thing that can save you is God and Our Lady." I started using this, and I started praying in my own fashion. I am an individualist. I started praying, and I prayed to Our Lady. I didn't think anything was wrong with that, and I got responses. First, I started getting better, started getting well, and as time went along, I started feeling better, started feeling good mentally. I started feeling good in my heart, and my disposition changed. I had a terrible disposition. My wife couldn't stand me. She just tolerated me. She shouldn't have stayed with me. So all these things were corrective measures. And in back of this, right here on the vigil grounds, Our Lady of the Roses. It is. If it wouldn't have been for this shrine and the opportunity that was given to me from Our Lady of the Roses and Jesus, I wouldn't be here. I really believe all of this. I really believe this in my heart. That's the end of the videotape. Now, I have here received the following on an internet. Dear brothers and sisters of Jesus, there are all around us 1,025,000 houses without electricity. One house on three does not have electricity in Quebec and Ottawa. It's very dangerous because trees are falling in the streets, roads are very slippery. 4,000 soldiers are getting ready to help people who need it. You got reason, as we were directed by Our Lady of the Roses, there is a crucifix on the outside of our doors. We have food stored. No problem in our home. Thank God. We want to praise Jesus and His Sacred Heart. Thank Jesus for our Most Holy Mother. We are going, and may God the Father, in the name of Jesus, send special graces to all those who are in trouble. Thank you for your attention. May God bless you and love you. That's the end of that internet. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson.
Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.
This radio program has been brought to you by These Last Days Ministries, Incorporated.